the message that revolutionized humanity. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and heartiest felicitations to you all on one of the greatest days in the history of mankind. Today, the 27th of the month of Rajab, is that glorious day in the pre-dawn hours of which the one and only creator of the entire universe formally entrusted the universal mission for the guidance and salvation of all humanity to his last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It is the day which is called Mab'ath, or resurgence of monotheism. It is the day which all the prophets of the past had foretold. It is the day which is called Mab'ath, or resurgence of monotheism. It is the day which all the prophets of the past had foretold. It is the day of the advent of Islam, which means peace, healthy way of life, and submission to none other than God, which was the theme of the messages of prophets of yore around the world since creation, became the formal name of the universal mission of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Before we present you a special program on this auspicious day, here is Ayah 164 of Surah Al-Imran. Allah certainly favored the faithful when He raised up among them a prophet from among themselves to recite to them His signs and to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom. And earlier, they had indeed been in manifest error. We are celebrating the grand day of Mab'ath, or resurgence, the day that revolutionized humanity. It is the 27th of the month of Rajab, on the early hours of which, 1,457 lunar years ago, the Almighty Creator formally entrusted the universal message of Islam to His last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. So, what is the significance of Mab'ath that we religiously celebrate every year? Is the day a mere commemoration of the descent of Archangel Gabriel on Mount Nur, Cave Hira, with the first few ayahs of the Noble Quran, asking the apparently unschooled 40-year-old Muhammad ibn Abdullah, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to recite, "Read in the name of your Lord who created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is most honorable, who taught to write with the pen, taught man what he knew not." If the answer is in the mere affirmative, then we have really failed to properly understand the significance of Mab'ath, and that explains the cause of the current state of stagnation of Muslim societies. As a matter of fact, Mab'ath, which signifies resurgence, is the most important day on which the sun has ever shone. It is the resurgence of not just humanitarian values, but the basic purpose of life and the goal towards which mankind is moving. Hence, it is more significant than the creation of Adam and the emergence of the human race. It is more memorable than the miraculous transformation into a pleasant garden of the huge fire the tyrant Nimrod had lit up and hurled Prophet Abraham into it. It is more important than the parting of the sea waters for Prophet Moses to allow him safe passage from the oppression of the Pharaoh. It is more precious than the miraculous virgin birth of Prophet Jesus without the association of any male for his mother, the virtuous Mary. In other words, Mab'ath is not a spontaneous occurrence in the barren landscape of Arabian Peninsula. On the contrary, it is the highest watermark in history that separates truth from falsehood, virtue from vices, and right from wrong, for which mankind was being prepared through a long and unbroken chain of divine messengers spanning different eras and various geographical regions in order to build the mindset for the single universal message Islam. This point is confirmed if we cast a proper glance at the state of humanity before and after the proclamation of his mission by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. That is why the pre-Islamic societies, not just of Arabia, but also those of the civilized worlds of the Romans, the Persians, the Chinese, the Indians, etc., were revolutionized and entered a new and enlightened age with their gradual acquaintance with the dynamic message of Islam. A study of the civilizations of the past reveals that, despite their political power and material achievements, they had become morally stagnated because of their drifting away from such basic humanitarian fundamentals as monotheism or faith in the one and only Creator. They had ignored the equality of all human beings by advocating distinction of color, race, language, and class, while failing to implement of social justice as the privilege of each and every individual, including those adhering to other beliefs. These societies had also neglected the right of women to own property, marry according to their choice, and safeguarding honor and individuality through proper observing of modesty and hijab that none is entitled to violate. Thus, they were naturally attracted to Islam in view of its basic tenets of monotheism, compassion, forgiveness, generosity, dignity of women, refusal to bow to oppression, truthful speech that is so instrumental in promoting peace and fraternity, and last but not the least, rationality that not only negates superstitions but grants the freedom of education to all, thereby ruling out manipulation of science and knowledge by vested interest. In view of these undeniable facts, the marking of Mab'ath means the renewal of allegiance to all such egalitarian principles that make a true Muslim and lead to the building of the real monolithic Islamic Ummah, which the last and greatest prophet preached through practical demonstration and which the present Muslim world has largely neglected to its own detriment. No wonder the mission of the Prophet of Islam was foretold in all heavenly scriptures, ranging from the Book of Abraham to the Torah of Moses and the Evangel of Jesus, as well as in the religious texts of the Zoroastrians, the Hindus, the Buddhists, and other cultures. The skeptics are advised to read the passages in the Book of Deuteronomy of the Jews, the Gospel of St. John of the Christians, the Avesta of the Zoroastrians, and the Puranas of the Hindus for confirmation of the universal mission of the last and greatest prophet. This means the 27th of Rajab is the day of formal divine appointment of the mercy to the creation, who says in one of his famous hadith, "I was the prophet when Adam was still, in the uncreated state between water and clay. In verse 15 of chapter 18 of the book of Deuteronomy, we read the prophecy to Moses, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, Ishmaelite Arabs, like unto thee, and will put my words into his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name. Verses 7 to 14 of chapter 18 of Gospel of St. John, we find the following prophecy of Prophet Jesus regarding the Prophet of Islam. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. How be it when he, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter is come, he shall guide into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. These prophecies are not limited to Abrahamic religions, but are also found in the holy books of other religions. For instance, in the Dasatir and Zend Avesta of the Zoroastrians, it is written, A man will appear from among the Arabs before whose followers crown, throne, kingdom, and religion shall be overthrown, and arrogant people will be subjugated. Instead of the house of idols and the temple of fire, they will look at the house of worship of Abraham without any idols in it and will make it their focal point of worship, Qibla. It is also interesting to note that in the books of Hindus, such as Kalki Purana and Kalki Avatar, it is mentioned about the Prophet of Islam. His name will be Muhammad. People will be astonished to see his style, and he will not worship as the people of his tribe will be worshipping idols, and he will tell the people that I have been told that Almighty and only one God, not to indulge in such senseless worship, and I am not turning but to the Lord Most High, therefore you should follow me. In Ayah 21 of Surah Ahzab, God Almighty says, In the Prophet of Allah, certainly there is for you an excellent exemplar for those who look forward to Allah and the last day and remember Allah greatly. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was thus the finest example of a perfect man in every sense of the term. He was a paragon of virtue and most excellent exemplar for the human race. The Almighty distinguished him from all others by instilling in his sublime personality such fine qualities as modesty, truthfulness, kindness, patience, loyalty, honesty, courage, bravery, generosity, magnanimity, wisdom, and the like. By studying his lofty characteristics and the amazing simple life that he led with his household, companions, wives, and others, we are able to learn valuable lessons from his conduct and accordingly mold our own lifestyle. Our society could never be an Islamic one unless we sincerely tread the footsteps of Allah's final messenger to mankind, heed his sayings, and emulate his practice and behavior, that is, sunnah and Sirah, as the faithful among his companions did. But who was the first and foremost to bear testimony to the mission of the man who pronounced that article of monotheistic faith? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I testify there is no God but Allah. Of course, his cousin and ward, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, who witnessed the glorious event of Rajab 27th on Mount Nur, and which he so admirably relates in one of his famous sermons, number 191 in the book titled Nahjul Balagha. When the revelation descended on the Prophet of Allah, I heard the moan of Satan. I asked, O Prophet of Allah, what is this moan? He replied, this is Satan, who has lost all hope of being worshipped. O Ali, you see all that I see and you hear all that I hear, except that you are not a prophet, but you are the vicegerent. Moreover, it was the Imam's testimony of the Prophet's mission as a 10-year boy which completed the Kalimatu Shahadatain, or testimony of faith that every Muslim recites till this day, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I testify Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Those still in doubt are advised to go through the contents of the Noble Quran, especially Ayah 43 of Surah Ra'd, to confirm the point. And those who disbelieve say, you have not been sent as prophet. Say, O Muhammad, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you, and he who has knowledge of the book.